இதாய் கௌர பிரேமனந்தே ஆல் க்ளோரிஸ்ட் அசம்பிள் டிவோட்டிஸ் ஆல் க்ளோரிஸ்ட் அசம்பிள் டிவோட்டிஸ் ஆல் க்ளோரிஸ்ட் அசம்பிள் டிவோட்டிஸ் ஆல் க்ளோரிஸ் ஆல் க்ளோரிஸ் ஆல் க்ளோரிஸ் ஸ்ரீ ஸ்ரீ குருன் கௌரங் அங்குஷல பிரபா. ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. ரீடிங் ஃப்ரம் ஸ்ரீமத் பாகவதம் 4th canto, the chapter number 9, Dhruva Maharaj returns home, text number 36. Maitreya Uvacha Navai Mukundasya Padaravindayo Rajojusastata Bhavadrushajana வாசந்தி தத்தாசம்ருதே அர்த்தமாத்மனோ யத்ருச்சயா லப்த மனசம்ருத்தயஹ மைத்ரேய உவாச நவை முகுந்தஸ்ய பதாரவிந்தயோ ரஜோஜுசஸ்தாத பவாத்ருஷாஜனா வாசந்தி தத்தாஸ்யம்ருதே அர்த்தமாத்மனோ யத்ருச்சயா லப்த மனசம்ருத்தயஹ மைத்ரேய உவாச நவை முகுந்தஸ்ய பதாரவிந்தயோ ரஜோஜுசஸ்தாத பவாத்ருஷாஜனா வாசந்தி தத்தாஸ்யம்ருதே அர்த்தமாத்மனோ யத்ருச்சயா லப்த மனசம்ருத்தயஹ மைத்ரேய உவாச முகுந்தஸ்ய பதாரவிந்தயோ ஜுசஸ்தாத பவாத்ருஷாஜனாய
உவாச மாதாஜி
செலக்ட் Shreya Vacha
Yavai Mukundasya Padara Vindayo
తాత భవాదృశా జనా. దత్తస్య మృతే అర్థమాత్మనో పృచ్ఛయా లబ్ధః.
వర్డ్ బై వర్డ్ మీనింగ్. మైత్రేయ వాచ ద గ్రేట్ సేజ్ మైత్రేయ కంటిన్యూడ్, నా నెవర్ వై సర్టైన్లీ ముకుందస్య ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ హూ క్యాన్ గివ్ లిబరేషన్ పదారవిందయో ఆఫ్ ద లోటస్ ఫీట్ రజజుషః. Person who are eager to taste the dust. Tat, my dear Vidura. Bhavadrushah, like yourself. Jana, persons. Vachanti, desire. Tat, his. Dasyam, servitorship. Rute, without. Artham, interest. Atmanaha, for themselves. Yadrichaya, automatically. Labdha, by what is achieved. Mana, manaha samriddhayah, considering themselves very rich. Translation purport given by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation: the great sage Maitreya continued, my dear Vidura, person like you who are pure devotees of the lotus feet of Mukunda, the personality of Godhead who can offer liberation, and who are always attached to the honey of his lotus feet, are always satisfied in serving at the lotus feet of the Lord. In any condition of life, such a person remains satisfied, and thus they never ask the Lord for material prosperity. Purport: in Bhagavad Gita, Lord says that He is the supreme enjoyer, the supreme proprietor of everything and anything within this creation, and supreme friend of everyone. When one knows these things perfectly, he is always satisfied. The pure devotee never hankers after any kind of material prosperity. The karmis, however, or jnanis or yogis, endeavor always for their own personal happiness. Karmis work day and night to improve their economic condition. Jnanis undergo severe austerity in order to get liberation, and yogis also undergo severe austerities by perfecting yoga system for attainment of wonderful mystic power. A devotee, however, is not interested in such activities. He does not want mystic power or liberation or material prosperity. He is satisfied in any condition of life as long as he is constantly engaged in the service of the Lord. The Lord's feet are compared to the lotus, wherein there is saffron dust. A devotee is always engaged in drinking the honey from the lotus feet of the Lord. Unless one is free from all material desire, he cannot actually taste the honey from the Lord's lotus feet. One has to discharge his devotion service without being disturbed by coming and going of material circumstances. This desireless for material prosperity is called Nishkama. One should not mistakenly think that Nishkama means giving up all desires. That is impossible. A living entity is eternally existent, and he cannot give up desires. A living entity must have desires. That is a symptom of life. When there is recommendation to become desireless, it is to be understood that this means that we should not desire anything for our sense gratification. For a devotee, this state of mind, nispruha, this is the right position. Actually, everyone of us already has an arrangement for our standard of material comforts. A devotee should always remain satisfied with the standard of comforts offered by the Lord. as stated in Ishopanishad, Tena Tektena Bunjita. This saves time for executing Krishna consciousness. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Shakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminite Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavati Pashatya Deshatarine Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakadamayam Tadati Swapadandikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Patakamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sagitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamcha E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sude Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpata Rubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhyaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna. We are reading the wonderful section of Srimad Bhagavatam. Dhruva Maharaj returns home. Our past few verses, it was describing about Dhruva Maharaj's repentance. Now is a kind of a turning point. And certain verses, you know, how Dhruva Maharaj was repented for his desire. You know, I desired for the broken pieces of glasses, but the Apichinva Ratnam, the Ratnam, the Supreme Lord personally is present in before me. Now Maitreya Muni telling to Vidura, the persons like you always tasting the dust particle of the Supreme Lord, they don't desire for anything for their own enjoyment. They are completely satisfied, never object themselves for any chance. You know, they always attach to the lotus feet of the Lord and they are releasing the dust particle of the Supreme Lord. Here, when we see the repentance of Dhruva Maharaj, is repenting and simultaneously is continuing his devotion service, because they are releasing the taste of the dust particle of the Supreme Lord. They are releasing and they are continuing the devotion service with a repentance in the heart. And any devotee's life, we think about our past misbehaves or past, you know, mistakes. We think and repent, and this repentance gives us humility. Sometimes when we undergo some difficulties, then we understand, oh, I am sinful. I couldn't able to overcome this anarthas, or I couldn't able to perform the devotional service properly. And that makes us humble. Many difficulties, you know, some bodily difficulties or physical difficulties, relationship difficulties. The difficulties comes in life, that puts us humble. Okay, just remembering the lotus feet of the Lord, and we'll continue. Because previously we have tasted some Krishna consciousness in our life. That taste, you know, inspires us and continue the Krishna consciousness. Here, the pure devotees, they always releasing the dust particle of the Supreme Lord. That's why they releasing their Krishna consciousness, they continuing in any circumstances. We see in many pastimes in Srimad Bhagavatam, is the full of Bhagavatam, there are many instances. I'll just name it. You all know the stories. Like Chitraketu Maharaj, when he was cursed by Bhavani, he was not disturbed at all, because they are tasting the dust particles of the Lord's lotus feet. That's why they are not get disturbed by curse. When Bhavani spoke, actually from Chitraketu point of view, it's not a mistake. He was glorifying Lord Shiva. But the Bhavani misunderstood and immediately cursed Chitraketu Maharaj. Even a tinge, he was not disturbed. And humbly, with a folded hands, he accepted the curse. And he lived for it. because they are in any condition of Swarga Apavarga Narakesu Api Tulyata Darshanath. Because pure devotees, they fixed up in the Krishna consciousness, they are releasing Lord's dust particle in their heart. That's why they are not disturbed by that. Their minds are completely satisfied. In Bhagavad Gita, that peace formula. The peace formula is Bhuktaram Ekjatapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram Sugratam Sarvabhutanam Nyatpamam Shanti Mrichati. In the Bhagavad Gita, in the beginning of this purport, today's purport, Prabhupada starts with this. Bhuktaram Ekjatapasam. Lord is an ultimate enjoyer. Bhuktaram, he is an enjoyer of all the sacrifice, all the austerities, whatever we perform, he is an enjoyer, ultimate enjoyer. Muktaram, Yajjatavasam, Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. He is a proprietor of everything. What is there for me to lament? He is a proprietor of everything, he is an enjoyer of everything. Sarvaloka Maheshwaram, Sugrutam Sarvabhutana. He is a protector, he is my friend, he is my shelter. You know? He is there for me, why I have to lament? That's why in this incidents also we see, like Chitraketu Maharaj, he is the ultimate enjoyer, he is a protector, he is my friend, he is the ultimate enjoyer, he is a controller of everything. That's why he didn't mistaken Bhavani also. He is the ultimate controller of everything. That's why he didn't, okay, you curse me, you are cause of my suffering. And he didn't counter cursed or counter argued, you know, he didn't even argue. Why you curse me unnecessarily? He didn't justify it. Because they know, I'm not this body, I'm a spirit soul. Even this particular some period of time, I spend my demon life body. After that, again, I will take another body to continuously serve the Supreme Lord. That's why Chitraketu Maharaj even disturbed. In the same pastime, when we see Dadichi Muni. Dadichi Muni also, when he asked for his own body, give you your body. You know. And he was accepted that proposal and he gave. Because they are releasing the dust particle of the Supreme Lord. And they understood and realized. These examples give us and the strength to overcome our own small difficulties. And small difficulties and to overcome our anarthas. There are throughout Bhagavatam, like a beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, like Parikshit Maharaj, and for a small mistake he was cursed, and immediately he took shelter of the devotees and he released Bhagavatam. And he attained ultimate perfection. And Ambarish Maharaj, the demon was created for big mistake or something. He want to broke his fast, just he drank some water. Rosamani immediately created a demon and about to kill Ambarish Maharaj. Ambarish Maharaj just folded palms. He didn't even pray to the Lord, please protect me or anything. Just he folded palms, just meditating upon the Supreme Lord, because they are fixed up in the Krishna consciousness. Actually, this is a hope-giving verse. In Bhagavatam, always this is satyam disati artitam artito nirnam naivartato yat punarartita yataha swayam vidatte bhajatam anichatam ichabhidanam nijapada pallavam satyam disati artitam artito nirnam. Lord certainly fulfills the desire of the artitam artito nanam, who prayed for it. Definitely fulfills the desire. Naivar tato yat punar artita yadaha. This is very, very interesting. He will not give such a desire can be fulfilled again. That tendency to have the material desire is vanished. Because of that, even his desire got fulfilled, and tendency to have a material desire also destroyed. That is the beauty of serving the Supreme Lord. Akama sarva kamova moksha kama udhariti tivirena bhakti yogena yajeta purushamparam. Today, Prabhupada also, Prabhupada mentioning about akama sarva kamova. You have material desire or no desire, still continue to worship the Supreme Lord. That gives ultimate perfection. Either swayam vidatte bhajatam anichatam. He gives his lotus feet. That fulfills all the desires. We no need to have, we will not hanker for any other desire. We will not hanker for any material desire. Because he gives his lotus feet, that lotus feet has a saffron dust particle. That fulfills all our, you know, hankerings. We give the satisfaction. In the today's yadrichaya labdha samriddaya samriddayaha, considering themselves very rich. Because they are satisfied with everything, they feel they are rich. I have everything in my life. They are ready to give anything and everything to others. They help in other service. Unless otherwise, the person is satisfied, his service to the Supreme Lord and the devotees cannot extend. That is why these examples give us strength. Ichchabhidanam nijapada pallavam. By Lord is giving the lotus feet, that lotus feet fulfills all our desires. In the beauty of lotus feet is described in many places in Bhagavatam. Sanchintayet Bhagavata Charana Ravindam Vajrankushadvija Saroruhalanchanadyam Uttungarakta Vilasannaka Chakravala Jushnadibirata Ahata Mahat Hridayantakaram. Sanchintayet Bhagavata Charana Ravindam. First concentrated my Kapiladeva is saying that let me concentrate my mind in the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. Chanchintayet Bhagavata Charanaravindam. The Lord's lotus feet has a different symbols. Vajrankusha Dvija Sururuha Lanchanadyam. Vajra Ankusha Dvija. Dvija means the flag. Vajra, the thunderbolt. Ankusha Mudra. That Vajra Ankusha Dvija Saroruha Lanchanadyam, the lotus Saroruha. This all auspicious symbols, when we meditate upon these auspicious symbols, it eradicates all our the god used for controlling the elephants. That God, how is controlling the elephant, it controls our mind. That's why the mind becomes satisfied. and meditating upon the lotus feet of the Lord. Vajrankusha Saruruha Lanchanadiyam. When we see the lotus, it's so pleasing, so attractive. Like that, by seeing the lotus feet of the Lord, we are attracted to the lotus feet of the Lord, and all other lower desires is destroyed.
Yachausha Nishprishta Sarir Pravodakena Tirtena Murdani Adikritena Shivo Shivo Bhut Gyatur Manashmala Shalila Nishrishta Vrajram Dhyaye Chiram Bhagavata Charanaravindam.
Is another most famous verse. From the Lord's lotus feet, the Ganges is emanating. It's the auspicious river. From the dust, it's the Ganges river mixed of the saffron dust particles. That is received in the head of Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva, eager to receive the charanamrit of the Lord's lotus feet in his forehead. That's why he is also completely satisfied and releasing their Krishna consciousness, which has its source of water, was the lotus feet. His feet are like act as a thunderbolt and curl to shatter the mountains of sin. The thunderbolts curl, it destroys the mountains of sins in our life. Actually, every parts of limb of the Lord is so beautiful, so attractive. When Dwaraka Vasis, when they saw the Supreme Lord, when they were receiving the Supreme Lord, and Sukadeva Goswami explains what was the feelings of Dwaraka Vasis. When they saw the chest of the Lord,
Shriyo Nivaso Yashroha Panapatram Mukam Drisham Bavo Loka Palanam Saranganam Padambujam. Shriyo Nivaso Yashroha.
The Lord Lakshmi, Goddess Lakshmi, is residing in the Lord's chest. Panapatram Mukam Drisham. They are releasing the Lord's beauty, having the beautiful vessel, Pana Patram.
Bavoha Loka Palanam.
And his shoulders as Loka Palanam. Is administrating the Lokas. Saranganam Padambujam. That's why Lord's devotees always meditate on the lotus feet of the Lord. In Ramayana, and the beauty of Lord Ram is explained. When Lord Ram coming out from his palace, when all the Ayodhya Vasis having darshan of the Lord Ram, when they seeing Lord Ram's darshan, whoever saw the lotus feet of the Lord, they only saw the lotus feet of the Lord. One who saw the navel of the Lord, they only saw the navel of the Lord. One who saw the chest of the Lord, they only saw the chest of the Lord. One who saw the lotus face of the Lord, they only saw the lotus face of the Lord. They couldn't able to see any other limbs of the Lord. Because that each and every limb is so attractive, so charming, so enchanting, they couldn't able to see any other limb of the Lord. They first saw the lotus feet of the Lord, they couldn't able to move their eyes. They are so captivated, so attracted, and they only saw the Lord's lotus feet. And one who saw the Vakshasthal, Lord's chest, they only saw Lord's chest. One who saw the Lord's lotus face, they only saw Lord's lotus feet. Because he's so attractive, so enchanting, so captivating, because they're releasing the beauty and tasting the beauty of the Supreme Lord. Because of that, they completely satisfied. They don't have any other desire. This is the glory of the Lord's lotus feet. One who meditates on this lotus feet, and he also and today in the beginning also we saw that once seeing the beauty of the Lord, Dhruva Maharaj destroyed all his material desires. You know, sthana abhilasi tapato tapasi stitoham tvam prapatvan deva munindra guhyam kachan vichinvan api divyaratnam swamin krutatno smi varamna yache. In this sloka also we saw many times in the our classes we have seen this, more or less every class we have seen this sloka. Sthana bilashi, you know, because he wanted to have a highest position, for that he has performed so much tapasyas. It is difficult to achieve for deva munindra guhyam. Kachan vichinvan is a broken pieces of glasses. Api divya ratnam swamin kratatosmi varam nayachi. This is the beauty of the Lord. And one who see the beauty of the Lord, the transformation happens.
Krishna kahe atma. Krishna kahe atma baje maha visha sukha amrita chadi visha mage ei bada murka.
If one engages in the transcendental loving service, at the same time he wants to opulence of the material enjoyment, is very very foolish. If we want to have the Krishna consciousness and the material life, this will not go together. This will go ill together. That's why this is like having a pot with a hole. We wanted to fill the water in the pot, but by the hole it's leaking. And that's why here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna kahe atma bhaje mage vishaya sukha amurta chadi visha marge mage e bada murkha.
What is the power of devotion service? Kama lage Krishna bhaje paya Krishna rase kama chadi dase haite haya abhilashe.
When someone engages in the devotion service of the Lord, all his material desires got fulfilled, and the material desires also go away from their heart.
Yat pada samsraya suta munaya munayaha prashnamanayaha sadip sadya punanti upasprishta swarudhani apo Swarudhani apo anusevaya.
By worshipping and serving Lord's lotus feet, achirena, immediately he attain all perfection. By serving the Ganges for prolonged time, then he get all the satisfaction. There is one pastime. What is the glory of who is meditating on the Lord's lotus feet? And that fulfills all material desire. We will not hanker for any more desire. Every day also we sing Guru Sri Guru Charana Patma Kevala Bhakati Satma Bandomui Savadana Mathe. That gives all satisfaction. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitate Kuryakya. Guru Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakati Satma. And one time, because of the flood, some villagers they shifted to Srirangam. This is Ramanujacharya's time. And these villagers, they shifted to Srirangam and they got opportunity to hear from Sripad Ramanujacharya. And after hearing all the instruction, the katha of Ramanujacharya, and this one lady, the village lady, approached Sripad Ramanujacharya and asked for blessings. And Ramanujacharya blessed her with some instructions. After a couple of months, the flood got over, the season became normal, and these villagers, they planned to shift back to their village. And before leaving, the same lady came and met Sripad Ramanujacharya. That time, she told that, you know, I am uneducated, you know, I forgot all your instruction. Can you please, once again, can you tell me the instruction, I can follow, like that. Then Ramanujacharya patiently explained. After that, he gave his paduka. You take this paduka and worship them regularly. And she took the paduka and went back to her village, and every day she started worshipping. And one time, this is after many decades, Ramanujacharya with his disciples, he was traveling in the forest. And during the journey, they were fasting for many days. They couldn't able to get any food or anything, and they were starving actually. And Ramanujacharya, he told that, please find some devotees near to this place. I know there is some devotees are living here. Then all the disciples, they were started searching. And they found one man. He was walking in the jungle. And he asked, the disciples of Ramanujacharya asked, I know, you are looking like a devotee. You know, he was having a tilak and kantimala and Vaishnava attire. And we came, the group of devotees, you know, we want some prasadam. Jai Shri Shri Radha Vrindavan Bihari Bhavani Ki Jai. And the devotee is so eagerly invited, and I am happily receive you, and thanks for coming. And no one visits this intense jungle. You came all the way. Thank you so much. And he invites everyone, and they finally go to that home, and she cooks all the items. And they were disciples of Ramanujacharya. They were thinking, you know, actually she cooked everything, and to whom she going to offer? They were wondering, and they were thinking, Shushuna, she may be offering to some demigods or Kali or someone, or how we will honor that prasadam. Let us check to whom she is offering. And actually they went and they saw from the window, and they couldn't able to figure out to whom she is offering. And after offering is over, and she brought all the prasadam, and all the disciples, they wanted to figure out. They couldn't able to figure out. And again, they asked, you know, to whom you are offering? There is something black idol is there. You are offering to that black idol. Who is that black idol? We wanted to know. And that time, you wanted to understand what is that black idol? No, that is secret. I won't reveal you. No, please explain to us. We want to understand, because our spiritual master also come with us. Oh, you spiritual master also come with you? Who is the spiritual master? I want to see. No, we will not show. Please let us know, then we will show. No, I will not reveal that secret. Who is your spiritual master? Okay. They say, Ramanujacharya. Ramanujacharya comes with us. Oh, Ramanujacharya? Oh, I know Ramanujacharya. Yes, he explains. Oh, you know Ramanujacharya? Please show us who is Ramanujacharya amongst us. And she told that, I saw my spiritual master in my young age. Now I am very old, but I couldn't able to see, but I can do one thing. I have this paduka. This paduka, whichever suits, that is that personality is Ramanujacharya. And she brings that paduka and offers to Ramanujacharya. Actually, wears it, suits Ramanujacharya. She identifies that he is the Ramanujacharya. And that Mataji was serving all these years as a deity, as that paduka only. She didn't had any other deity, and she only worshipped that paduka. She only offered all the bhoga to that paduka, and she prayed all the prayers to the paduka. Actually, in the there is a paduka sagasram, and paduka, for that paduka also they have written sagasranam. What is the glory of the devotee's footprint? We also have a footprint of Divine Grace Prabhupada, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Because they are meditating on the Lord's footprint, they are completely satisfied. They are happily engaged in the service of the Lord. By following their instruction and by serving them, we also be satisfied. In Bhagavatam also there is a many slokas. Narada Muni says, Navai jano jatu katanchana Navai jano jatu katanchana vrajen Mukunda sevi anvayat anga samsrutim Smaran mukundangri upaguha guhaganam punar Digantumichena raso grahojana. One who tasted the devotion service of the Lord, even in certain circumstances, he falls down from the devotion service, he cannot give up that Mukundangri Sevaya. Mukundangri Upaguham. He will not end up in material life. He has tasted already the lotus foot dust particle of the Lord. He will continue to serve the Supreme Lord. That is the beauty of serving Lord's lotus feet. Smaranti gayanti grananti abhishnachah Smaranti nandanti tavehinam jana Taeva pashyanti achirena tavaham Bhava pravahu paramam padambujam. And smaranti, srunvanti, gayanti. He sings and hears the glories of the Lord's footprints. And smaranti and meditates. Tavehidam jana, taeva pashyanti, achirena tavaham. Pashyanti, he sees achirena immediately, as soon as. And that lotus feet benedict bhava pravahu uparamam padambujam, cross over this bhava sagar. Naishamatistavat urukramangrim sparshati anarthopagamam yadartha mahiyasham padarajo bisheham niskinchanana vrinitayavat. Unless one smear upon their body the dust of the lotus feet of Vaishnavas, completely freed from all material contamination. This is the power of Lord's devotees' lotus foot particles. Person very much inclined towards materialistic life cannot be attached to the lotus feet of the Lord, who is glorified for his uncommon activities. Only by becoming Krishna consciousness and taking shelter of Lord's lotus feet of the Lord, in this way one can free from all material contamination. Sukadeva Goswami further explains that the glories of the Supreme Personality Godhead, who is prized equivalent and transcendental verses by the exalted personality such as Brahma, are very pleasing to great devotees and liberated person, one who has attached to the nectarian honey of the lotus feet, whose mind always absorbed in the glories may become checked by the some impediment, but still never give up his exalted position as he acquired. Even there is a difficulties and challenges comes in life, by tasting the small devotion service in our life, you know, that taste remains. And even many time when we meet some devotees who became away from devotees, but still they release whatever the Mahaprasad. In our state, that what the pure devotees the experiencing, lotus foot particles of the Lord's lotus feet, at least we can release the saliva of Lord's. Some Mahaprasad, when they tasted, that taste is remains in our life. Some experience in our Krishna consciousness, that remains in our heart. That taste and that experience and give us the strength to continue the Krishna consciousness in our throughout life. First we saw the what is the glory of Lord's footprint and what is the glory of Lord's dust particle. And by serving that dust particle, we become completely satisfied. And other examples we saw, you know, how by meditating upon their lotus feet, how pure devotees overcome their difficulties. Like we saw the pastimes of Chitraketu, Dadichi Muni, Parikshit, Ambarish, and throughout Bhagavatam. That is the importance of Lord's lotus feet. That's why Kunti Maharani prays that Namo Pankaja Navaya, Namo Pankaja Malini, Namo Pankaja Netraya, Namaste Pankaja Angrihe. That is a glories of Lord's footprints. And after that, who meditates upon Lord's footprints, what is their glory? By serving their glory, we will be crossed over the material existence. This is the beauty of Lord's footprints and their devotees' footprints. Okay, I'll stop here. Grandharaj Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Gaura Premanande. Hari Om.